Hello, happy site owners, and welcome to the Blogging Tips Tuesday podcast for June 13th, 2017. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week are all about the new happenings at Blogging. Get a sneak peek into what's coming to help you become and stay a successful site owner. So let's dive in Blogging Happenings. This week, I want to share with you more details on how Blogging is changing to better serve you and sustain my ability to do that. I really think you're going to like the changes, and you'll certainly be able to get the help you need a lot easier and faster, too. First, I want to remind you about the new Updraft Plus tutorial set I just released. Updraft Plus has officially become my backup recommendation for small to medium sites and for migrating those sites. I hope you've seen the two Updraft Plus tutorials I posted last week, one for the free version and one for the premium version. Now this week, look for a comparison post of all three Updraft Plus plugins, including the free, premium, and migrator plugins to help you choose the right fit for your needs and budget. I've also released new Updraft Plus tutorials for the Migrator plugin in level 2 of the Webmaster Training courses. It also includes many tutorials on the 4 ways to transfer files when migrating a site, including how to directly transfer the files between the sites. That is the bomb. And it's just one of the reasons I've fallen in love with this little plugin. It's a must-have for every designer. And I appreciate you using my affiliate link for that Migrator plugin too, if you decide to get it. And I suggest you do. All right. The new Webmaster Updraft Plus section also includes the 2 publicly released tutorials, plus new tutorials soon on restoring a site, especially all the different things you can do with the database restore when using the premium version or the Migrator plugin. Now, I'll also be reworking the order of all the tutorials in that section to keep all the different plugin tutorials together in one lump instead of dividing them out between backup and migration. And then I'll have a section for what's common for all of them, like backup tips in general and such. And you can catch those same backup tips in the Updraft Plus free plugin tutorial too. Oh, and I got great news. It's the return of the Blogging Live Show. Thanks to prodding from my buddy Eileen Smith of Basic Blog Tips, I've been playing with live streaming on YouTube. You know, it's changed. And I think it's a great place to bring back the Blogging Live Show for the summer, like the weekly show I ran over on Blab. Now, I'll be making the join link available publicly so you can jump in live with me, too, just like we did on Blab. Oh, that's so exciting. That means we can chat and you can share your screen, and it's a great way for you to get the help you need. Now, I'm thinking of doing them on Friday afternoons, early afternoon, as a fun way to wrap up our week together. What do you think? Do let me know. Leave a comment on the blog or wherever you see this post online. Now, I want to give a shout out and huge thank you to the following folks for helping me get situated again on YouTube Live. First, Eileen Smith, Barb Tomlin, Terry Johnson, Larry Snow, and my new friend and nearly neighbor, Andrew Hatchett, who's in Nashville. And I've got links for you to check them out and be sure to subscribe to their YouTube channels too. Now, I hope you do start joining me live. Be sure to like the Blogging Facebook page and turn on notifications so you can jump on when I'm live and make comments and ask questions too. And please be sure to subscribe to the Blogging YouTube channel and click that little bell to turn on notifications so you know when I go live there anytime. I hope you've noticed the new live video recap section on the Tips Tuesday post. And for now, I'll still be streaming that on the Blogging Facebook page for Blogging Today Tips and the Tips Tuesday video recap. So be sure to like the page so you get notified. And you can jump in and chat with me as well. I just love that. And I've got a new site audit VIP group starting. Sunday, I sent out a special invitation to my more experienced site audit clients for a new VIP group that I'm launching in July. Now, if you're a site audit client and did not receive the invite, don't feel slighted. I'll explain why and what's in the works for you. Now, I've been having long chats with my clients over the past few months, and what I've discovered is that the more experienced and savvy site owners really have very few to no good places to get group help or advice. So many of them just email me. And what they need help with falls into 2 basic categories: quick answers or letting me know about things, or quick live sessions are longer paid support or deeper live sessions or chats. Now, it's not really worth it to set up invoicing for that quickie help on an individual basis. But when I get 40 such emails a month, I'm losing a substantial amount of billable hours. So this new VIP group is a great way to resolve those problems for all of us. Plus, it has substantial perks for everyone, like a private membership level on the BlogAid Learning Center, a private Facebook group, live group chats via Zoom, and help from both me and the village. That's just to name a few of the benefits. Now, I made this new group invitation only for a good reason. For a group to be really successful and helpful, it needs to be filled with folks who are at the same level of experience. And those who receive the invite for this VIP group are mature, savvy, and more experienced site owners who are already earning a living with their sites and want to continue to improve it. Now, this pilot program starts July 1st and will run through the end of the year. And it will be a learning experience for me, too, as I see what resonates and works best for everyone. Now, I'm going to take that experience and see about launching another group for site audit and training clients that are just starting out or have been at it for less than 2 years. I think having two groups works better, so folks are getting the type of help and replies that best fit where they are with their site owner journey. And we don't have experienced site owners worn out with newbie questions. Plus, we don't have newbies getting answers that go over their heads or are too advanced for their tech and site skills. So, if you didn't receive an invite, don't feel left out. I'm trying to develop resources in a way that are most beneficial and enjoyable to everyone. And I serve a wide variety of clients. And there are more changes coming to BlogAid. One of the things y'all have heard me talk about over the past year is the need to pivot the BlogAid business. Now, the way I have been running it for the past 5 or 6 years, it's now unsustainable. That's mainly due to the extreme increase in how frequently everything changes now. For example, when I started out, WordPress was only updating twice a year. Now it's every 3 months. And on top of that, SEO plugins and everything else that integrates with our sites is changing daily. It's a lot for one person to keep up with. So I started tracking just how much time it takes now for me to follow about 100 blogs a week, test new or changing elements, and deliver free info to you through blog posts and Tips Tuesday. Back when I first went full time with this, I was giving about $250 worth of billable time a week to it. Now it's more like $500 to $800 a week. And I work more hours than ever before too, to the tune of 10 to 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's unsustainable with the programs and services I offered, like the lifetime memberships and such. And that's why I've been pivoting the business over the past year. So here's what I'm doing about all of that. I've got more workshops coming. You know, instead of a behemoth video library to keep updated, I'm doing more workshops. Now, they have two benefits. You get the most up-to-date info. You carve out button seat time to just get it done, and you can ask questions. You know, I've heard feedback from a lot of you that when you have tutorials just sitting there all the time, you just aren't motivated to watch them and get things done. The workshops help motivate you to make the time, and the support group gives you a way to ask questions as you go for things like clarity and for what uniquely applies to your site. And then I can make those recordings available on a pay-per-view basis if that's appropriate, and then replace them with the next workshop on that topic so they're always up to date. Doing group workshops is cheaper for everyone and sustainable for me as well. So win-win. And I've also got more services. In the past month, I've launched multiple new standalone services. And they include secure site setup, a restore your backup check, full site audits, live plugin review, HTTPS conversion, Google connections, and site repair. Now, this opens a way for site owners at all sorts of levels to get just the help they need. And I appreciate you sharing the site services page link with those in your groups when they need help too. And I've got new affiliate programs coming. I already have an affiliate program for the webmaster training courses that is open to all members at all levels. And I'll be introducing a new affiliate program for the DIY SEO course and SEO workshops in the BlogAid Learning Center over the summer too. It will be open to anyone in the courses. Now, the delay in getting that done is because I literally have to dismantle the purchase methods and affiliate program from the old Site Success courses site first, and that's going to take some time. I'll have it complete before I run the next SEO workshop, so you can get in on that too. And that will be around this fall, and I appreciate your patience. Now, I'm also adding a push for the vendors of hosting apps, plugins, and software that me and my clients use more too, like the new Updraft Plus series of tutorials and reviews. By using my affiliate links to purchase, folks have the opportunity to help support all the free info I deliver on the site and via video live streaming and free webinars. So that's a win-win too. But what you will never see on BlogAid are affiliate links for anything that I can't personally vouch for. I've either used it on my sites or my clients are currently using it with great success. You know, your trust is what I prize most, and I will never trade that for a measly commission. That's also why you actually have to be in one of my courses before you can become an affiliate of them too. I want those who share my offers to be able to personally vouch for me as well. It goes both ways. And here's another thing I'm doing. I see how much income Pat Flynn and other entrepreneurs like him make a month. And one of the tricks they know that I haven't employed is diversifying my income streams. Now, some of you may not know that I'm an internationally recognized woodcarver. You can see my carvings over on the Heartwood Art site. I was featured in several magazines and even have a standing book offer from the biggest carving publisher in the world. But a shoulder injury sidelined me from carving for a while, and then BlogAid took off. Well, now I'm getting back into carving. And because I've had the pleasure of hanging out with so many craft and DIY blogger clients, I can see how to run that site for passive income now, even when I'm not actively carving or when some of those carvings take 3 months to complete, which is the time frame for those beautiful tree carvings. And I had quite a following back when Twitter first started too, and I miss socializing with other carvers and those who enjoy carvings too. And I bet you didn't know, I'm also a multi-instrumentalist and composer with airplay in 14 countries. Years ago, you may have even heard some of my music on shows like Ellen, Saturday Night Live, and The Young and the Restless. Now, right now, I'm taking up my 8th instrument, which is cello, and I love it. But the music business has changed radically since I left it many years ago, back when everything was just turning from tape to digital. That's how long ago it was. And now I don't have to rely solely on agencies and sound library houses to sell my music anymore either. I can do it directly. So I'll be exploring that option as another income stream as well. But mainly, I'm looking forward to doing it as an avenue to have some fun online. I expect most of the music will be free, with the site sponsored by ads and such. I think doing these artsy projects will be fun and will help me better understand the world so many of my niche blogger clients are in. And that will help me help you even more. You know, there are plenty more new offerings on the drawing board for BlogAid. I just wanted to take a moment today to give you a heads up into how and why things are changing. And your support is so crucial. I want to thank you for your support as I make these huge changes. I hope this time next year that I'm still not the best kept secret for DIY site owners and webmasters. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate everyone who is sharing my info and telling others about me. And for everyone who takes a moment to like a post or who shows up on my live streams or makes a comment on them, it really encourages me more than you know, and I feel your support. Thank you. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Please do share this with your peeps. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources, and I'll see you online.